know what I mean. Greetings, good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. 2 days ago, the Israeli government shut down, I'm pretty sure everybody's heard about this, Al Jazeera. The cabinet of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has unanimously voted to halt the operations in Israel of Qatar-based broadcaster Al Jazeera. Government has said in a statement, Israel's at war. And any of the numerous Hamas news network agencies or news outlets need to be shut down. And going on with the article, Israel has long accused Al Jazeera, which remains one of the few international news channels to have correspondents on the ground in Gaza, of showing bias against it and of cooperating with Hamas militants. The broadcaster has been denying the accusations. The accusations are true. You see, birds of a feather flock together. Terrorists, terrorist organizations, terrorist media, they flock together. They all work together. Same purpose. A very simple purpose. Destroy Israel as a nation and destroy the Jewish people as a people. Very simple. There was a law passed by the Israeli government, the country's parliament, the Knesset, in April, which allowed for temporary closure of Israel in Israel of foreign broadcasters deemed a threat to national security. During the conflict in Gaza, and according to the legislation, the ban requires recertification every 45 days. Al Jazeera's correspondent in Gaza, Hani Mahmoud, said the Palestinians are perceiving the shutdown of the news channel as a desperate move to prevent fair coverage of what's going on the ground. No, there's been fair coverage by Israel on what's going on the ground. Very fair coverage every day on NBC, CBS, Fox. There's fair coverage. The unfair coverage is the Hamas News Network and affiliates. CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, British Network, BBC. They won't report that Israel is at war with murderers. They won't report that. All they report is that Israel, this is a genocide on innocent people. The genocide is flip the coin. The genocide was on Israel October 7th. And there are news commentators stating that Israel is Goliath and the Hamas murderers in Gaza are David. It's what they do. They reverse the truth. The truth is the whole world is against Israel. Anti-Semitism is worldwide. That's Goliath. Israel, a small nation. The Jewish people, I don't know what the total number of Jewish people worldwide is. It's a small percentage compared to Arabs, to Chinese, to Asians, to Hispanics, to blacks throughout the world. So for Al Jazeera to say that Israel is trying to doctor the news and the truth about what's happening in the Gaza Strip is false. You see, the murderers and the leaders of the murderers in Gaza, it's a political party / religious party. Hamas needs more Arab people in Gaza killed. They need more people harmed. This is the way they do it. This is their strategy. If you kill one child, then the world is in an uproar because they play to emotion. But the fact is, it is a war, and the war is against murderers, against a political party of hate, against a, not a religion to some degree, yes, but a political party that has one objective, and that objective will never change, to kill as many Jewish people as possible. That is the strategy, and it's going to continue to be the strategy. There will be no ceasefire. The only way that there would be a ceasefire is if the nation of Israel would promise Hamas, we will move every woman, man, woman, and child out of the nation of Israel to another country, then Hamas will call for a ceasefire temporarily. They'll say, get everybody moved, and then we will hunt you down and kill you. This hatred will never end. It is a 3,700-year-old hatred. It will continue to the time of Christ. The Bible says it will. It won't stop. There's not going to be any negotiations. There'll be no dialogue. Israel must fight this war and completely take over Gaza and remove the murderers out of that area. And they will do it. This is the prophecy in Psalm chapter 83. Israel will be successful. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back. I'll return in a few minutes. This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, the new world order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343. The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Israel's revolution and war against the haters, the murderers, the violent armies in Gaza is a revolution that must be fought. It must a war that will be Israel will be victorious in. Christ said there would come a time when there would be wars, rumors of wars, nation against nation, race against race. And in the book of Joel chapter 3, Christ said that there would come a time when there would be wars internationally. Internationally. And in Joel chapter 3, this is what Joel says. Announce and proclaim to the nations, prepare for war. Wake up the soldiers, the warriors, the mighty men, the mercenaries. Let all the men of war come near and attack. Make swords from your plows. Beat your plowshares into swords. Make spears from your pruning hooks for trimming trees. Let the weak say, I am strong, I'm a soldier, I'll go to war. All of you nations, hustle, hurry, come together, assemble. There's a place where you need to assemble. Wake up the nations. All of the nations must come to the attack. They all have to come to the valley where God is going to judge. Jehoshaphat, the Valley of Jehoshaphat. There God says, I'm going to sit and I'm going to judge the nations on every side. I'm going to swing the sickle because the harvest is ripe. Come, walk on them as you would walk on the grapes to get their juice. Trample the grapes. The winepress of the wrath of God is full. The barrels are full, spilling over. Because the people are so evil. Their wickedness is evil. Their evil is great. Multitudes and multitudes that will come to the valley of decision, the place of God's verdict against the wicked. We are in that time. Russia daily is putting out, I don't know how many metric tons of weapons. The United States, the money that has been allocated supposedly for Ukraine, I think 50% or more is going into arms manufacturers here in the United States of America. They didn't leave the country. They did a quick U-turn right back to Boeing, Martin Marietta, etc. China is daily, I don't know how many small arms and bullets, I don't know how many metric tons every hour they are producing and shipping all over the world. This is exactly what Joel stated, take all of your instruments that you use to grow crops, take the metals, turn them into weapons for war. Forget about planting and harvesting. Use the metals because the nations have to go to war. This is the condition of the world. We're in the last decade. I will continue to warn this audience and those that maybe might listen at a distance. I don't know. Everything is ready for the great end time hardships that are reaching the world, that are to reach the world. We're in the season of all the pieces being put together, all the pieces put together. With technology, they're working desperately. I have an article. Hopefully I can get to it. The new coming cashless system. It's coming quickly. And the hardship that that system is going to bring, excruciating hardship, pain. And then also, China is at war with the United States. Russia's at war with the U.S. As of February 2022, China and Russia are at war, and their objective, destroy the dollar. This is the weapon that they're using. Destroy the mighty dollar. And it is working. It is being effective. And the reason why the United States is going to a cashless system is because they know the dollar is being destroyed. Dollar is losing value, is been weakened. So because of that, the United States has to desperately find a new way to control finances, to control the people of this country, not just the people, but corporations. Now, in the Gaza, already Israel is looking ahead. When this war ends, they already have a plan put in place as to what they're going to do, to what the future plans for Gaza are, what they've envisioned for Gaza. They envision a new Palestinian administration that's de-radicalized. Good luck. Benjamin Netanyahu is hoping that this utopian plan is going to be in place by 2035. Well, that's over 10 years from now. Good luck. There's no such thing as de-radicalizing this type of evil. You can't. It's too deep in the heart of the people. From the time these people are children, they are being radicalized with hatred toward Israel and the Jewish people. They're also being radicalized into believing that there will be an Islamic world, completely Islamic world hegemony. Everybody wants world hegemony. Everybody wants to rule the world, including those the Muslims the Muslims that are in Islam, their plan is to take over the world. Not just Israel, but the whole Middle East, Europe, they're doing a pretty good job in Europe, the United States, the Far East, they're not doing a very good job in China. China deals with these people immediately. They don't allow them to, they don't give them any space at all. Islam is not spreading in China. So also, Netanyahu envisions a three-stage process. In the first 12 months, humanitarian aid. We must be in that play, that point right now, point up, the first point, the first stage. Then secondly, a 5 to 10 year process of reconstruction supervised by Arab states. Third, a Palestinian self-rule and participation in the Abraham Accords. This is not going to happen. This will not happen. It's not in the Bible. What's going to happen is Israel is going to win the war that it's in presently right now in Lebanon and Syria, and it's going to escalate into the present-day Jordan. Israel is going to win these battles. Then you're going to have Iran, Russia, and another war, and another prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. That's the next step. There's not going to be a Palestinian nation ever, anywhere. The Arab peoples, according to the Bible, in Syria, that are going to be wiped out, are going to move out. In Lebanon, they're going to move north. In the Gaza Strip, they're going to be scattered back to the Arab nations, and they're going to be brought to the United States of America. The shipping dock, the new shipping dock that they're building in Israel or in Gaza on the Mediterranean shore, this is going to be used for America's occupation in the future and to ship the murderers out of Gaza to the United States. And the first ones to go are going to be the young people, not necessarily the elderly. The elderly are going to go to camps somewhere, but the young people of military age, these are the ones that are coming to the shores of the United States of America. So that's why they need a port, because send us your huddled masses. Send us your terrorists. Send America the violent people from all over the world. Israel is going to occupy Gaza. But then Russia, Iran, Turkey, other nations will attack Israel. That's a second Israeli war. But there's a third Israeli war coming when Russia and Iran are destroyed with all of their companies, all of their comrades. Then Israel is going to have to fight and deal with empire, the United States of America. This is a battle Israel is not going to win. This is a battle that Israel will be taken once again, like in the centuries before, captive, being held hostage to empire. When these wars that Israel is in presently are completed, Israel is going to be strapped financially. They're going to be dependent on America for everything. But America's objectives has always been to be situated in the Middle East. That time is not too far not too far away. It's closer than we think. 3, 4, 5 years. America, or even less, two years, we're going to be spending more time in the Middle East. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for your podcasts.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough. So here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
You've probably been hearing me talk about YRefi for a while now. YRefi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI-24. That's 888-YREFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
China and France are calling for a Palestinian state. There will be no Palestinian state. It's not in the Bible. The United States has been pushing for it. Nations in Europe have been pushing for it. Nations in the Middle East, France and China, want a Palestinian state. There will not be a Palestinian state. The people in Gaza are going to be removed and relocated, some down further south. But Israel is going to occupy Gaza and eventually rebuild that area. With the China and France calling for the creation of an independent Palestinian state issued by Chinese leader Xi Jinping in a two-day visit with President God with us, Emmanuel Macron in Paris. So-called two-state solution plan to create a Palestinian state within territory occupied by Israel since 1967, supported by the UN and a raft of individual nations, including Israel's key ally, the United States. If implemented, it would likely require the Jewish state to move its settlers from the occupied territories. It's not going to happen. The prophecy in Psalm 83, for those that have not heard, it's a prophecy of the Gaza War, a war in the West Bank within Israel, a war in Lebanon and in Syria and in the coming Jordan, nation of Jordan. This war is going to escalate. Israel has begun its move into Rafah, the southern portion of Gaza along the Egyptian border. They're going to be successful. The four battalions of murderers that are still in that area are going to die. They're going to die on the battlefield. They're going to die in their bunkers. They're going to die in their caves. They're going to die in the buildings that Israel is going to hit. The target is the enemies of Israel, not the civilians. The civilians, there will be casualties. Israel has been notifying these people via text, phone calls, leaflets being dropped. In every possible way, these people have been notified to leave that area because Israel is going to carry out a campaign in a certain part of the Rafah. And Hamas has made it very difficult for these people to leave those areas and is in fact commanding they stay put, they do not leave, because there must be casualties, there must be more injuries. So Hamas, this is the way they have always done it. They care nothing for the people. They care only for their objective, murdering Jewish people and destroying the state of Israel. That is the purpose of Hamas. They have made it clear. Given the opportunity to have a ceasefire, not just for a day or a month, but for 5 years, they say, no, we don't want it. We want Israel and the Jewish people destroyed. No ceasefire. We will put our people into the battlefield, and the more of these people that die, the better for us. We have a better we can use their deaths as a weapon to our news agencies that Israel is the aggressor. Israel isn't the aggressor. Israel is doing the world a favor. But the problem is, another problem, is that, you see, Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, Daesh, ISIL, and all the other terrorist groups are being funded by the United States of America. We use them for our purposes. We're using them in Syria against the Syrian government. We pay them to go to stay to cause the conflict with Bashar al-Assad. And we fund these people. Well, that can't be true. A lot of Breitbart News, pro-Hamas protests funded by Biden's own political donors. So these people that are destroying the campus, that are protesting on the campuses, these people that are keeping these people that have spent five treacherous years at school to get their degrees, paying a price. They're not even going to graduate because there are protests. And guess who's paying for the protests? The Rockefeller brothers. The Rockefellers are always involved, always. Indirectly, some way, their Bill and Hillary are also in some way, directly, indirectly, in a hidden way, funding these people, along with Jorge Soros, his son, the usual suspects, many others. They are funding these protests. They're terrorists. And they're funding. They need Hamas in the Middle East. They need Hamas to continue to have a way to occupy in the nation of Israel, to have an area where they can reside. So you have the West Bank, you have Gaza, East Jerusalem, because these people are anti-Semitic, they are anti-Jewish, they are haters of the Jewish people, haters of Israel, and in the near future, what I'm telling you will be proven. The United States, the coming administration after Donald Trump, has been relieved of his duties by the Lord, by God. The United States is going to begin the campaign, our campaign that we've been patiently waiting for in Israel. We're going to begin that campaign shortly. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 a.m., KHNC.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
So along with the donors that I've mentioned, Soros, you have Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They donate handsomely also. And you have, let's see, I don't know who these people are. Jewish News Syndicate, Muslim American Votes. But these are Joe Biden supporters. So that we're confused. We don't know who is, you know, we don't know who's who, actually. I guess what I'm trying to say, Israel, no matter what happens, eventually it says that in Revelation chapter 12, there's a flood that is coming out of the mouth of the dragon, descriptive of out of the heart, out of the system of Satan in the world to destroy the Jewish people like a flood. But it says that the earth, the peoples of the world, are going to swallow up that flood. They're going to neutralize that hatred. And God is going to move these people, especially out of this country, out of the nations of the world. Anti-Semitism is one of the big signs, one of the major signs of the time before Christ returns. It is happening. It's going to increase, become more evident. And the Jewish people, I would say, in this country, you better leave. You better go to the Middle East. And you're going to very shortly have an area you can move to, because Israel is going to invade present-day Jordan, and there's going to be much more room in the Middle East for you to move to. And you're going to be able to probably find some place not as nice as here in the United States and America, but at least you're going to live. But you better get out of America. Revelation chapter 18, speaking to America, tells the Jewish people, come out of her, my people. Come out of her. Because the hardships to this country are going to intensify. So come out of her. Get back to the Middle East. Jewish people aren't safe here. The religious Orthodox Jews who believe that America is the new Jerusalem, they are going to stay in New York. They're going to stay in that religious center, and that's where they're going to meet their end, because they won't leave. They're too entrenched religiously, and they're very wealthy. They're very well off. They have it made. But even anti-Semitism and the hatred is going to reach them. The Jewish people need to leave this country. Benjamin Netanyahu is going to intensify this campaign in Rafah. It's going to increase. Israel isn't going to be, isn't going to listen to what the world has to say. We can protest. The UN can protest. Doesn't matter. Israel is going to continue this operation in Rafah, and they're going to continue to hunt down the murderers and these violent people, and they're going to die in battle. The Hamas terrorists are going to die in battle, and they're going to, what's going to happen in Lebanon, the same. Israel is going to continue to take out their camps. And at some point, it has been thought, one of the thoughts is that Israel is going to return the government once Hezbollah is removed. The Lebanese government will be free from Hezbollah control. That will be true to some degree, but eventually Israel is going to own, to occupy that strip all the way up to the east side of the Mediterranean. That will be Israeli territory. And the nations are going to be pretty unhappy. Once Israel destroys Damascus, again, the nations are going to be very, very unhappy. They don't want to see, the nations don't want to see Israel victorious in any way. This is just the hatred in the heart, the latent hatred in the heart for the Jewish people. And Israel has a campaign, a war that she has to fight to capture the hearts of people and to expose the hatred, not just in Islam, but in the Christian church in America. There are many in the seven churches of God, the anti-Semitism in the Catholic community with the Catholic people, with the Lutherans, with the Greeks, the Greek Orthodox churches, the Greek churches. The worst anti-Semitism is the Jewish people who hate being Jewish. This is the worst. The Jewish people that just abhor the fact that they are Jewish. They were born Jewish. They hate it. This is an anti-Semitism that is on another level. But Christian anti-Semitism is also on another level. And Christ won't put up with it. But Christ did reveal in the scriptures all of the hidden places where anti-Semitism, anti-Jewish hatred exists. The main place in the heart of man. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Join us and don't miss a moment of The Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at AllAmericanGold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
And maybe you haven't heard, but it sounds like Donald Trump, some of these suits that are that he's involved with. They're going to be delayed till after the election. That's good news for him. He is continuing to interfere with the wishes of the globalists. And Mike Johnson, this guy, now everybody's known, we know who this guy is. His colors are being revealed. Globalist, Una Party. But Donald Trump, again, he's going to continue to gain momentum. But he's not going to win the election. And this means that there are going to be quite a few changes coming in this country over the summer. Right now, with the protests on the universities, if these protests escalate, I hate to think of what could happen. Israel going into Rafah, this is going to create more tensions in the Middle East. Hezbollah is going to intensify its attacks on Israel. I think Syria is also going to begin to intensify the attacks around the Golan Heights. And present-day Jordan, they don't want to be involved, but in Jordan presently, terrorist groups, the people, 70% of the people in Jordan are waiting for King Abdullah to respond, to assist, to help the family members in Gaza. And so presently, he doesn't want to get involved, but he's going to be forced. He's going to be forced to get involved. Nothing he can do. The war is going to expand into present-day Jordan. That's just, and with Israel going into Rafah right now, this is pretty intense, very intense. And Israel isn't going to back off. Israel has been cutting off and locating these tunnels where these terrorists can move from Rafah into Egypt. Israel has been finding these tunnels and has been blowing them up, going in, hunting these terrorists down. And whenever they're in a building, it doesn't matter. That building is targeted. And if there are people in the vicinity, which generally there are, there's going to be innocent people that are harmed. But Israel's intention is not to hurt the civilians. It is to take out the terrorists who are not going to stop. They're going to continue. And Israel's going to win this battle. Going to win the battle in Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon, Damascus is going to be destroyed in Syria and in the coming Jordan. Israel is going to expand and double plus her size. For today, that ends the program. We'll visit tomorrow. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com, the Present Truth Program. And don't think that Barack Obama isn't funding these protests. He is.
Ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled? You need Bleed Stop. It's a safe in the wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.